And in that case, it would be a good idea first to know that this has happened. Second, it would be a good idea to do something about it. Third, it would be a good idea to write your data on the tape in such a way that as little as possible happens. And we're now speaking of very, very severe damage. If you think of this in terms of characters instead of bits, in terms of a book instead of a tape, we'd be discussing, say, the total loss of anywhere between half a page and 2 pages. Now, in some books, it does not matter. But in most books, it does, and in your productions also, presumably. So I'd like to go very briefly into what is required, what simple ideas are required, so that you can record data and retrieve them from the tape, even if you lose a few hundred bits or even a few hundred samples. First, one simple idea. Let me say that I just write down a number and watch my Western European continental handwriting because it is different. This is the way we write 843. I'm sorry about that. And assume now, for the sake of illustration, that I'm calling one of you on the telephone. And I want to tell you the number that has popped up in my mind. And let's assume that the telephone line is absolutely lousy. Now, you will not hear me well. And I would still like to make sure, as to the best of my abilities, that you get the number right. Now, one thing I can do is just shout. But there's maybe a cleverer idea. I'm not going to shout through millions and millions of numbers. So another thing I could do would be not to just transmit this number, but some additional information which ensures to some extent that you have understood it right. So I will shout 843, but for safety I will shout something else additionally. And there is one simple rule, which one of those which are used by kids, at least in our own countries, I would just take the sum of the digits. And whenever the sum becomes greater than 9, I will take 9 away. So 8 and 4 is approximately 12, minus 9 is 3, and 3 plus 3 is 6. Now 6 will be written here in addition to 8, 4, and 3. And now if I tell you on the telephone 8, 4, 3, 6, and if we have agreed upon it already, you will know that you have a simple way of checking whether what you have received is correct or not. I say 8, and you understand 8, hopefully, and 4, and 3, and 6, and you make the check yourself. You can say 8 plus 4 plus 3 minus 9 minus 6 must be 0. And if it's not 0, you can call me back and say, sorry, something wrong. It's a simple way. It's a bit boring, but it's a simple way of ensuring to some extent that I have transmitted the right numbers to you. What I do is I don't just give you the numbers, I give you something additional for checking. Now, if you do this with bits instead of digits, if you do this not with what the British call the rule of nines, but with something which is a bit more complicated, having to do with ones and zeros and 16 bits, you will use a thing called cyclic redundancy checking, CRC. But the meaning is exactly the same. This is the remainder of this sum when you divide by 9. And in a CRC, you have a binary number which is the remainder of a very long binary number according to a particular type of division which is of no interest to anybody almost. But just ask for details and you'll get them if you want. So, now, one thing we do here is